This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ain't no stinking robot singing like Merle Haggard. The desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. And so the story is we told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
You know, I don't hate humanity. As fallen as we are, I can see our real form. Incredible. Light. And so, everything you're seeing is a multi-thousand-year plan to try to sucker us before we get our birthright, before we cross the River Jordan and into the real promised land. Everything is an attempt to steal that because that's powerful. The only power the devil has is to try to swindle our free will to join him. I'm not going to play this until after our guest is gone because I got to find the right clip to do it for some comic relief here. This is how my weird brain works. Remember in Caddyshack, which is the greatest film ever made from a joke perspective, it's intentional, unintentional comedy. You've got the crazy gravekeeper. And he says, I want you to go kill all the gophers. And he says, I can't do that. I'll go to prison. Not golfers, gophers. So he's there dropping rabbits and squirrels that are actually C4 into the holes. He's saying, hello, Mr. Gopher. Mr. Squirrel here. Not plastic explosive or anything. Excuse me. And then it comes to this point. This little jewel that fit into the last thing I just covered with the Nest, the Amazon Nest, the AI Nest in your house, spying on you that other hackers can then jump in on. Floor lamp sparks privacy concerns. Back in the cam shot, please. Of course, it's not a floor lamp. It's an IGIGA, if you're going to use a Star Wars analogy, assassination droid. I'm sorry. I bragged the other day that I haven't gotten sick in years, but everybody's got this mold and cedar allergy. The headlines are, Austin schools closed due to flu, but I talked to the parents. There's no flu to speak of. It's all the horrible allergies that are being triggered by the fact that our immune systems are in such problems, such crises, that it's then triggering a larger crisis. But let me compose myself here as we go to break. Again, you just go to buy a lamp, but it's actually a camera and microphone watching everything you do with a predisposed system to jack into your Wi-Fi, which you allow it to do, to then send back your entire room in HD. But that's what you call a lamp now, where you won't be able to go out and get a lamp or get a toaster. Remember what the director of the CIA 7 years ago in Wired Magazine said? He said, in the future, your toaster will be spying on you. People said, oh, that's insane. Jones is insane. He said that was coming. That's the plan. So there's going to be a whole new market in trying to get things that aren't watching and controlling you. It's like, you know, they've attacked the St. Jones says that, no, I don't say it. They tested in Minnesota like 6 years ago in the police department of all places. Lights that flicker at a rate that interface with a computer device that then sends data over power lines. And, of course, it uses like a radar system to then give them a 360 view of what's happening inside the police station. You know, why would the police see? Doesn't sound like humans cooked this up, does it? I don't think so. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. But I think it's got little horns and a little forked tail. At least that's what they see on TNT. These little buggers are giving us a problem.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Almost 2 weeks ago, the Covington Catholic School was there at the D.C. Mall for the giant. In fact, I saw them on the Warren this morning playing it. Can somebody find that huge footage of like a million people marching for life, got almost no corporate coverage. And then there was that local Catholic school from Kentucky. They screamed at by the black Israelites that they were subhuman garbage when other organs harvested, that the black kids with them were going to go to hell. You know, the Native American elder, the professional troublemaker going over in the middle trying to get a fight going. And that was a false flag. That was a staged event. One of the thousands of hate crimes that happen every year, and 99% where the police just by default know it's fake. When there's a cross burning or someone spray paints queer on someone's dorm wall or the Naval Academy or the Air Force Academy. I mean, it's just everywhere. So you've got the Catholic school folks and others out there for the March for Life, big, giant, some say a million people, who knows, but there's the footage of the March for Life. If you're a TV viewer, it's massive. If you're a radio listener, we have live streams at InfoWars.com/show. So I start hearing about this 3 days ago, and I see the media all breathless about it, and then I look how it's a guy who's not even really a B-list actor, and they're trying to hype him up, and it's Chicago where it came out of. And if 99% of these are fake, I think it's pretty fair, you know, to question Jesse Mullet, I'm sorry, his name is Smut Mullet, declares justice will be served as probe into attack continues. And the police went and got the footage. There's no guys in ski mask. There's no one attacking him where he said it happened. And they're certainly not white. And he didn't tell them up front with a, you know, standard mugging there in Chicago, muggerland in the South Side. He didn't first say it was white guys that called him the N-word and then said, you know, make America great or whatever. But see, oh, he's black and it's homophobic. So it's like the tribal elder, the elder, was surrounded by a mob of white supremacist demons. But he stood his ground. Actually, he went over and confronted them, and they were being really, really nice to him. So I'm questioning if this is part two of all of that when we have such a long history of that. But regardless, it's certainly a false flag now when leftist woman in training to appear and act like a delusional crack whore, Ellen Page, says Trump Pence responsible for attack on Empire actor. Because, you know, 98% of blacks are killed by other black people. That's if they get out of the womb. Half of the poor folks are killed before they ever get out of the womb, usually by white doctors, but no one thinks that's racist. Okay, I don't want to kill black people or anybody else, but I sure as hell don't like blacks being turned into a political weapon against me and like the new KKK on PCP. But, I mean, you know, you again, so she's crying. Oh, you've got this poor man he's being attacked. Like the native elder, he's an elder. And then you've got Bill Maher like, who wants to screw these kids? I like to screw other kids. They're like, screw kids, yeah, screw kids. Abort them all, kill them after they're born. But if you look at her, she's an actress. She's up there. She's thinking of her dead grandmother right now. Can you imagine what it's like? Like, black people are under total siege by the KKK. It's terrible. This is serious, folks. So, see, when I'm sincere, it's totally sincere. It looks awesome because it's real. But when I'm trying to be insincere, fake, I can't be fake like her. But just look at this crap. If you're a TV viewer, this is unbelievable garbage. So I thought I would just mention that here's just the latest. There have been over 100 hate crime hoaxes in the past decade. These are documented ones. Remember some guy was trumping over Jewish tombstones in New Jersey and spray-painting Nazi crap? And I said, you're in the wrong team as a liberal. Trump said, I bet it's staged. He had to have a State of the Union early and say, I believe Jews get attacked. Of course there's real people attacking Jews, but this one was staged. It was staged. But no one got into the retraction. Or the Air Force cadet commandant going, we don't put up with the racism of America. America sucks. And our Air Force sucks. But I'm here to demoralize you so autonomous weapon systems can take over. In a larger global plan, I've been promised AI superstructure once I've sold you out to the interdimensional forces working with. Excuse me. We've got someone who put an N-word on the water cooler down there at the vending machine, and the entire Air Force sucks, and humans in control of machines suck. Give full AI control. Yes, Lord, I've got your ball. Thank you, sir. I'm a general now, but not for you. So that's what this is. And that's all this is a bunch of traitors working with the devil. It's all there in the Bible, interdimensional attack. And notice, they won't criticize me in the media for this. Oh, they make up all this wild stuff I've never said, but they won't touch this because they're on their knees taking hallucinogens every day to just get the next message. Oh, please give me another transmission. Oh, Baphomet, please. Oh, I just took 20 hits of acid. Please, Lord, please give me the next vision. That's their Holy Ghost. And they get more and more captured by this, but they're also scared. You don't think the devil with his invasion force has generals that have souls or in command. All their generals are pathetic worms. Because they're not leaders. The devil has slaves. God produces leaders. See, I want to join that operation. And I have joined the operation. Don't worry. But you have to understand, you have to face evil. You're going to do that. And I will tell you a little bit, it rubs off on you. I hope at some point I'll be cleansed of the memories of this. If I go to the next level, I really do not like rubbing up against these people. It's not been fun. But we've done it. And I'm jacked into what they're doing right now. And let me just say, they want your kids. That just the demon, it wants your, it wants pure energy. It wants pure God potential. Blueprint of the universe God puts in every soul of a human. And a child is so innocent and so powerful. It's like zombies want brains. Globalists want children. It's just how it works. Because they don't have brains, they want brains. They don't have innocence, they want innocence. You understand? Like moth to flame. So, let's go out to break with this terrible actress, Ellen Page, launching a false flag that even if this black guy got attacked, which obviously looks like it's fake, she is, oh my God, there's this epidemic. And she knows full of what she's doing. So the false flag is blaming Trump. Here it is.
I'm like really fired up tonight.
This is how you have to be fired up.
It feels
up.
Impossible to you not feel to, this way right now.
My God, yeah.
Vice President Mike Pence, who like wishes I couldn't be married. Let's just be clear.
Oh my God, he's stopping me.
America wishes I didn't have the love with my wife. He wanted to ban that in Indiana.
Oh, give me a break. As if anybody gives a damn about you, lady.
He's hurt LGBTQ people so badly as the government of Indiana, and I think the thing we need to know, and I hope my show Gaycation did this.
What she wants is you not to have kids.
In terms of what happened the other day to Jesse, I don't know him personally. I sent all of my love.
How many SSRIs do you think she's on?
Connect the dots.
She's so unattractive.
If you are in a position of power and you hate people, you want to cause suffering to them.
Like unborn babies?
Trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering.
Or I guess newborn babies.
What do you think is going to happen? And they're going to get
She doesn't say a word about Google running slave camps in China or funding the Arab Spring. She doesn't care about radical Muslims cutting millions of women's genitals off, throwing gays off buildings. She's just like, Trump wants to rape gay people. That's why he waved rainbow flags at the convention. Help us, please. Trump's here. He's attacking me. Help me. I'm weak.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, joining us for the next few segments is the Bulldog of Taking Action, Laura Loomer. By the way, my nickname with George Norrie is the Bulldog. I kind of look like a Bulldog, too. She doesn't look like a Bulldog, but she's like a Bulldog. We'll talk to her in a moment about her latest exploits in the fight for freedom. But first, they're telling me to play this. We're trying to bring back some of the old school stuff from 77 trillion years ago, 2 years ago. One of the fidget spinner videos that got over 100 million views total, which they've deleted off the internet now because, you know, it's funny and they like it. This had over 100 million views. It's been deleted. So here it is from the vault. It's a little shortened piece about, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. That's fun to cover, but Laura Loomer going to Nancy Pelosi's house and then going to, I guess, her nephew's house, who is the true American Psycho, way beyond Christian Bale and Bill Hemmer, who also looks like American Psycho. I mean, and I got to tell you about the new governor of California. Reportedly, because, you know, I know this from his ex-wife, he has a 2 foot long, you know what. So I'm not really, this is a family show, but now they can cuss on national TV, which I tell you. So I guess psychopaths also have like elephant trunk proboscises. I don't know why I'm telling this now, but I guess that's what psychopaths have. I'm sorry. She went to his house, not in search of that. She went to his house because, well, he says no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Here is Laura Loomer getting arrested there, near the lair of the male genitals known as Godzilla. Here it is.
He wants to protect illegals. He wants to give aid and comfort to illegals.
How much money is spent on illegal immigration here in California?
$22 billion, $23 billion. $23 billion a year.
In California?
In California.
So what I want to know is why is it not okay to come over Gavin Newsom's fence, but it's okay to come over the United States border? Seems kind of hypocritical, right? You guys, Gavin Newsom is arresting me.
Gavin! Sanctuary!
So I've been arrested here at Gavin Newsom's mansion, the governor's mansion. Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And look, I thought that everyone was welcome here. They spend $23 billion a year on illegal immigration here in California alone, over $220 billion nationally. Illegally, you're welcome here. And the Democrats will give you free health care, free housing on the taxpayer dime, right?
We just think you can do that job for all the illegals that are coming into our country.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
As an American, you're not allowed to hop over Gavin Newsom's fence or Nancy Pelosi's fence. You get handcuffed and arrested. But if you're an illegal alien or you're a rapist or you kill innocent police officers or you murder and rape women here,
you have to be welcomed here. So look at guys, look, this is a perfect example of what Donald Trump is trying to champion, all right? America first. right? You have an American citizen, a journalist, being arrested outside Gavin Newsom's yard, but then all the illegal aliens here, the illegal aliens who hopped the fence at Nancy Pelosi's place last week were not arrested. And they're here illegally.
Oh, my gosh.
My hat.
Did illegals hop our borders?
Put my hat back on. And, you know, look, the Democrats, they don't want to compromise with Donald Trump. They don't want to compromise with our great president, Donald Trump, who's trying to improve border security. Yeah, that's my ID. You can put all my stuff back in. They don't want to compromise. But they're hypocrites, you guys.
Democrats didn't want to compromise. We spent $23 billion a year on illegal immigration.
So that's lauraloomer.us for radio listeners. And I don't usually get crude about things, but I know, you know, reportedly the ex-wife of this American psycho, Gavin Newsom, the new governor, that he literally was genetically engineered to rape America. So that's why I brought that whole allegory up to troll the media. But seriously, Laura, we're going to go to break, come back in a minute. You got like 4 minutes here. Wow, you went to Pelosi's house, didn't have a problem. But you went to the American Psycho's facility, went over the little three-foot fence. The police immediately responded. But Pelosi and others have said walls are immoral. They shouldn't exist.
Yeah, it's really interesting to show that comparison. And there's a reason why I didn't bring illegal aliens with me to Gavin Newsom's home at the governor's mansion in California. It's because I wanted to show the difference, to prove that illegal aliens matter more than American citizens. A week and a half ago, I went to Nancy Pelosi's mansion in Napa Valley and hopped over her fence with actual illegal aliens from Guatemala and Mexico who I picked up at the Home Depot. And when the police showed up, right, they said that Nancy Pelosi was going to have us cited for trespassing, but we weren't arrested. And I said all along it was probably because the optics of it were so bad. And Nancy Pelosi, who always says everyone's welcome here and that a wall is an immorality, didn't want to have the optics of having three illegal aliens arrested at her multi-million dollar mansion. So then I said to myself, well, what's going to happen if I go to Casa de Gavin? Because Gavin Newsom, for those of you who don't know, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew by marriage. And so there's a lot of incest in the Democrat Party, right? You have a lot of these politicians who are connected through marriages or some relationship whatsoever. And then that's why you have a lot of this, this cohesion within the Democrat Party. And it's literally because these people are related to each other. And on the clock and off the clock, they're probably coordinating America's demise. And so when I went to Gavin Newsom's home, I set up a sanctuary state fair, and I brought some people with me. I was with Ben Berquam from Frontline America, which is a group, of course, that exposes a lot of these immigration issues across our country. And we hopped over Gavin Newsom's fence after we brought the infamous immorality tent and placed it in his lawn. And what happened is he not only had a fence, but he had armed guards, police officers on his property because, well, he is the governor of California. And I was arrested. You can see in the video, I was handcuffed and I was taken away to the Sacramento County Jail, which is one of the, from what I'm told, one of the top worst jails in America. And it's funny, right? It's funny how illegal aliens were not arrested, but then I get arrested simply for standing on some grass. And I want to know, right? I really want to know when Gavin Newsom is finally going to take care of American citizens, because the cost of illegal immigration alone in California every year is $23 billion and climbing, all right?
Well, I agree with you, and I shouldn't even have joked up front. We post a video later. I may even edit that out because the crew's teasing me. Only because I know inside baseball about him and Guilfoyle and all these other women. And it's like it's the big joke that he literally wants to rape America. And it's like he literally looks like what American Psycho wish he looked like. I mean, I would run from that dude. I mean, I'm like not afraid of dudes, but I would actually be afraid to run away. He's so evil. That's I think he may actually be Satan. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I don't really care how big his schlong is, because if you're a D, I don't want your D, right? I mean, I would never.
No, I understand. The whole schlong thing is only because it's not been reported yet.
Yeah.
And we have broken that his schlong is actually codenamed Godzilla. And then it wants to rape America. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Key Intel. Tomorrow's news today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you've been put through.
All right, Harrison Smith, one of our great researchers and one of the fill-in hosts here, just brought me intel that I actually thought about last week. And it's just totally profound, and it's true. And it's so big, I have trouble even just kind of even covering it here on air. I'm like, wow, this should take months of research and should be presented at the National Archives or at the press club and with great officiation. But I'm going to do it next segment after Laura Loomer leaves us. And I apologize to listeners, and I mean that. You get the truth out of me. There's no teleprompters. There's no producers controlling me. Sometimes I careen off course like a runaway train that's jumped the tracks because I just know so much stuff I can't even tell you, and I really do want to. But Laura Loomer, who, again, I call the bulldog. She doesn't look like a bulldog. I look like a bulldog. I've been called the bulldog by George Murray and others. But she's intrepid. I don't know anybody that's got the bravado to go out there and do it. But it's not born out of the confidence. It's born out of necessity, being censored, being lied about, being demonized. She has a lot of tenacity going to Pelosi's house where they have all these walls and gates. And, you know, going to Twitter, all the things she's done, going up there when they're having plays about killing Trump and jumping up on stage. I mean, there's too much to mention. You should go to her website. You should support her. We try to support her as much as we can. But just getting back to the she's right, I shouldn't make jokes about Newsom, which is actually a true joke. I was told by multiple women. Just interesting to let him know that I'm inside his head. I'm inside his life. I know everything. That's what that was really, was a little shot across the bow to him. Because I know about the other stuff too, buddy. Get ready. You know, Stone already took down the governor of New York. Just get ready, buddy, buddy. Oh, I'm sorry. Control yourself. Please control yourself. Control yourself. Sorry. Getting back to Laura Loomer. So, Laura, you did a great job. And you got arrested, so I know they can charge you with what? With trespassing in America, I guess.
Yeah, I was charged with trespassing, so I got a misdemeanor. So I have to actually go back to court on February 28th in Sacramento, and who knows what's going to happen? I don't know, but they actually held me inside this jail cell for about 8 hours, and so it was pretty gross because the cell was really dirty. I was surrounded by a bunch of drug addicts, people who were having withdrawals from heroin, which probably came across our southern border, if you want to get down to it. And, you know, there wasn't any toilet paper, and people were, like pooping all over the place. But I guess that's the California experience, right? I mean, if poop isn't involved in your visit to California, then I guess you're not really doing things right. And that's why I actually brought bags of poop and needles to Gavin Newsom, because for those of you who don't know, it's, I guess, acceptable to the Democrats here for people to just pop a squat and poop on the sidewalk. So they now have cleanup crews in San Francisco because people are pooping all over the streets and Gavin Newsom isn't doing anything about it. And you are also now legally allowed to shoot up heroin on the side of the street, and the Democrats will provide you free needles on behalf. Well, they're not really free, right, because there's no such thing as free, like the socialists would like you to believe.
No, totally. Let me talk about the amazing, who are these really cool, like, great-looking ladies, awesome, you know, handsome black dudes? Who is this crew of fans you had out there? Because I saw the longer, like, hours of video before and after. These are some really talented, smart people you had with you. Who are these folks?
Thanks. Yeah, so my crew, of course, I have a camera crew. I work with guys from Folklore Americana. And then there's another girl from Instagram I know, a great girl, Fog City Midge, if you're not already following her. She was the Nancy Pelosi impersonator. And you may have seen one of her recent videos where she went to the Women's March with another guy, David Harris, who was also there, and they wore MAGA hats. And they got some feminists on camera who were basically going crazy over the MAGA hats, these bald feminists. So if you're not already following her, Fog City Midge on Instagram, she's great. And then David Harris, of course, who is a black Trump supporter, great guy as well. And then there were just a lot of people who I brought out as well. There, a lot of them are conservative activists themselves or people who are just...
Let me ask you this then. How did the cops keep a straight face? Because they all get like Latin America's collapsing. All this is happening. We're just pointing out that walls work. It's okay to have walls or doors. All these politicians calling for no wall are obsessed with security and walls. How are the cops behaving once you got in the squad car with them?
Well, they were apologizing for arresting me because they're like, look, we just have to do our job. But they were fans. And actually, when I got to the police station, some of the officers were like, oh, my God, it's Laura Loomer. I follow you on Instagram and Facebook. And so some of these officers were my fans, and they were telling me how much they thought my video at Nancy Pelosi's place was hilarious. And then when Ben and I were in jail getting booked, They were like, oh, what are these guys here for? Oh, why is he wearing a Trump is your president shirt? What'd they do? And then I was still wearing my poncho, of course. And then when the officers told them that we hopped over Gavin Newsom's fence and were protesting illegal immigration, all of the officers in the booking area in the jail started chanting, build the wall. I wish I had a camera to record this, but can you imagine this? I'm in handcuffs and I'm getting booked in jail, and the officers are telling us, good job, and they're chanting, build the wall.
See, Laura, that's the angle that you're a smart lady, smarter than I am anyways, but that's like all the angles are. The cops, on average, get the BS because they get lied about constantly because the left wants control of them. Not the cops are perfect. They're like everybody else. They're, you know, multifaceted. But the left wants to bully police to get control of it because then we get a Soviet Union. And they get the crime. The Mexicans that are Americans, they get that they want people vetted. They don't want their kids in schools. You know, they're 90% Hispanic, and half the folks are citizens. The other half aren't, with TB and all this crap. I mean, people get it. They came here to get away from the worst dregs. And then people that came here legally are like called collaborators and stuff. But no, we want the coal miners and the scientists and the doctors and the farmers and the school teachers from Mexico or Guatemala. We don't want your meth head lazy asses. And most of the folks doing this whole caravan are. Most of them are muling drugs while they're at it.
Right. But it's not even just about Mexicans and Guatemalan people. That's why I wore the sombrero and the poncho. It's because the Democrats have turned this into a, oh, well, if you oppose
the border wall. No, like 20% is other than Mexican in the filing. They're Islamists.
Muslims. There's a lot of Muslims in the caravan, too. And they're finding prayer rugs and Korans in the desert. And there's a lot of ISIS terrorists and Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists who are working with the
country. And by the way, finding a Koran, I'm done. I didn't want to have the wars. I'm not against the Muslims. But they take over countries. They don't let us live in their countries. So if you find a Koran, it's like finding a cancer cell.
Right. I mean, look, we shouldn't be allowing this. And so by polarizing this issue and making it all about the Mexicans and trying to accuse Trump of being racist, right, they're ignoring. You saw Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, by the way, Mexico is one of the richest countries in Latin America. It's on the upper end. I love Mexico. I wish Mexico was richer than the U.S. It's beautiful, great people. I love Mexicans. I love their food. I love it all. I love the vibe. I just wish they didn't have this 1% that are murdering killers that nobody can stop.
Yeah, and so that's why we wear ponchos and stuff is to poke fun at the left, because they're obsessed with this idea that it's just Mexicans, and they don't seem to understand that people from all backgrounds and all countries around the world, especially Islamic terrorists, are using our border to come in and
harm Americans. Well, let's just admit it. Wearing a festive sombrero, it means you're about to have some fun. I mean, the Mexicans know how to have fun. Let's not lie.
Fiesta. We had a fiesta in La Casa de Nancy, and I told people. I told you, Alex, live on the show about, a week and a half ago. I said we were going to go to La Casa de Gavin and have another fiesta, and I invited you. So maybe next time you'll come and hang out with me.
Believe me, I want to. The enemy has me pinned down here, which is a real joy, let me tell you. And so we'll do it. Laura Loomer, we salute you, and I want to invite you with your great work on the War Room today when Roger Stone comes out exclusively, whether he's gagged or not. And then I want to invite you on the David Knight Show. He's out with a heart attack, but he'll be back soon with some of the crew in the morning. We salute you. And so I know you have your main site. Is the new site Laura Loomer?
Yes, lauraloomer.us. And I have been permanently banned from Twitter, of course. So if you want to follow me, you can follow me. I'm on Instagram at Loomer. But I want people to subscribe to my website if you scroll down to the bottom. So
sure, absolutely. Well, listen, we need more people like you. You are definitely the cutting edge. You are the tip of the spear, Bulldog.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Summoned from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back, when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like a ride?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat. He turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride.
Oh yeah, there's something strange.
Yeah, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan and bleed?
Can you bend them guitar strings? Can you make folks feel what they feel inside?
Big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long...
See, all I'm doing is making you feel what you feel inside. That's all I tell you, is what you already know. I'm just here to say, you know what's the right thing to do.
South of Nashville, and he turned that car around.
So this.
He said, "This is where you get off, boy. Cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister.
The whole world calls me Hank."
He said, "Can you make folks cry when you play and sing?
Have you paid your dues?
Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues?
Can you bend them guitar strings?
I said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside?
This is a big star bound. Let me warn you, it's a long, hard drive. All right, that's enough of that.
He said, Drifter, can you make folks...
Here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you, Nick Begich has been on fire in Fuego, absolutely dominating. And I don't like to take his time up when he's all linebackered up and ready to really take it to the enemy. But I'm going to do it. Because in all of my puling and mumbling, which does happen in all of the inane babble, there's some key words they do pick up in there. I needed some documents printed before I covered this, and that has not happened yet. Because, you know, I neurotically do not want to just tell you something. I want to show you part of where I got it. So, I've already said this to the president in person. And he didn't listen to me. Or maybe he did, but they didn't do what he said once he gave the orders. But there's nothing more frustrating than sitting here with platinum victory in your little hands.
In your hands.
In your hands, thank you. I want to come back to all the other articles, thanks. Having platinum victory in your hands, and everybody just thinks it's more of the chatter. But you notice the globalists are crapping themselves, to use family parlance, to get me off the air. And I'm going to say it again. I don't believe the globalists are that smart. I don't believe you're that stupid that we have this information and that if they shut me down, it shut down when these pieces of crap are executing this information in front of everybody. I'll cover it at the start of the next hour, and I'm going to go through it all. But you've already heard it before, but the stars just aligned. Do you know why there have been layoffs at more than 20 major leftist fake news publications, from BuzzFeed to Newsweek to Vice? Why did it all happen this week? Why didn't it happen a month ago or a month from now? Why wasn't it doled out? Because it's concerted. It's like a bombing run with a group of bombers flying in, and they've all got targets, and they're all commanded by their HQ. See? And by the way, I don't just think that. I have their blueprint. I have their bombing run. I have their attack profile. I have their Achilles, and I'm here telling you their Achilles. I'm here telling you how to defeat them, because I learned to study what the actual controllers do. And you say, well, they shouldn't make it public then, but something that big has a structure. Something that big has a wavelength. Something that big has a signature, a slither. Real intelligence is observation. Real intelligence is infiltration. Real intelligence is interfacing, banging heads with your enemy. Because you begin to know your enemy better than the enemy knows you. All real warfare that's victorious is psychic. It can be physical, but that's only to draw out the essence of the enemy's goals and their fears. And then the commitment to meet your enemy with your goals and your love. Love trumps all. But you have to realistically have the template of victory to be able to take it on. You can't counter a civilizational ending event, a planned viral demolition of humanity, a earth-ending termination of the birth of a new species, a new vision, a new world, a new galaxy, a new universe. You can't counter something like that with lack of vision, simply countering their program. You must offer the world that you see and see if others believe in that world and see how they will then offer information to that world to build a new, better world. You have to recruit in a war. And to do that, you need to look for people that aren't just trying to be in charge of something. You need to look for people that want to be involved in something. Involved in something bigger than them. Not because they want to rule people, but because they love people. Because they love their ancestors, and they love humanity, and they have a vision that they want to add to in the future. So that all the victories and the successes of our progeny, when we're the ancestors, when we're long gone, will live on through those people in the future and the incredible challenges they face and the struggles and the love and the passion and the will as we become stronger and stronger and stronger, but then face greater and greater obstacles. Can you imagine that? I want my guts, my will, to be with those people. And it's not out of some arrogance. It's out of love. It's not wanting to be in a tomb forever and dead. It's wanting to be with my family forever. It's wanting to be with you forever. I want to live with you forever. I want my genetics and my will and my spirit to commune with you forever and to experience all the majesty, all the things God has planned for us in that banquet that goes on, but the challenges that God faces and the missions God has for us in this little tinker toy level of a yoke, just the first level. I'm not even sure that when we get to higher levels that I'll even make the grade to be with you. That's a big deal. I'm too much like the enemy. The final equation. In fact, I predict that at the end of the final analysis, I may not even be with you, but it doesn't matter. God uses evil for good as the propulsion system of the future. And that's why these Satanists fear me so much, because they've bet on this planet and they've bet on their takeover and they think they're victorious. And that's why I hate to plug products and the things we sell, but everything we sell is good. It's the best there is at the price it's at. And it funds what we're doing that's so fundamentally radical against the spirit of this world that it shakes the enemies of humanity to their very core. And that's why I know we're going to win in the end. But I want to ask you to commit by word of mouth and by prayer in the public realm and in personal soul, but also in the physical, the energy you expend every day in the system, to transfer part of that to us, to know that there is a full commitment to push our will against the enemy with everything we got, and to lean in when their knives are stabbing into our guts, to lean into their hate and just lean in and take it. I'm ready, and I'll lean in and I'll take it. But I need your backing so that when I swing my sword, it'll absolutely devastate the enemy. When I raise my shield, it's your will that empowers it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stress is